You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Brandon Leak is about to begin a global poetry tour. He's a spoken word poet from Stockton. The tour will feature work from his new album titled Deficiencies, A Tale from My Dark Side. Also, his work is from a book of poetry that he's written, and Brandon's in the studio. Welcome.
Hello. Glad to be here.
A focus of your work is healing. And yet, in some respects, I think you're ready to move on. So tell me a little bit about your life and where I'm catching you. What point am I catching you at?
Oh, man. So you're catching me probably mid-stride at the beginning of a new journey. So grew up in, born and raised in Stockton, California. Got a degree in psychology with a minor in English and theology from Simpson University in Reading. Moved back to Stockton in 2015, worked a slew of jobs from, you know, the county to working in schools, and now stopped being a full-time teacher so that way I could do art full-time. And now I'm pursuing my passion and trying to be my own boss in a way.
That sounds like a success story because you didn't say the word ghetto. You didn't say hardship. You didn't say the challenges that also came along the way, but your work has pretty strong themes of self-actualization and choices, plus the phrase, the dark side.
Yeah.
So what's the rest of it?
So, I mean, this album narrates every single aspect of my life that I've struggled with. So the first time I ever met my father was a year ago, 2 days ago. Because my one-year wedding anniversary is Sunday. So the first time I met him, I was 25. And that the album talks about that. I lost my sister when I was 4 years old. She's 8.5 months old when she passed away. I've dealt with issues of acceptance from friends. I used to date a bunch in high school trying to fill the void of my missing father. I grew up in a single-parent household with a loving grandfather and grandmother who were also in the house, but my grandpa was an alcoholic. I came to Jesus, got to know who God was, but didn't remove me from pain and struggle, dealt with perfectionism for a very long time of feeling like I had to be perfect in order to be loved by God or anyone else. And then, you know, dealing with other issues of acceptance, still moving forward, and depression and anxiety. Inevitably my climax of cussing God out. And then you'll hear all that on the album.
That's actually a good point to reach when you yell out loud like that. Respect that.
No, I mean, like, God's big enough. I believe God's big enough to handle my frustration.
Yeah, better be.
You know?
Better be. Could I hear some poetry? And you just spoke there conversationally in a sort of spoken word rhythm. I feel like it was a preview, but would you share some of your work?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Before I do that, actually, I have a gift for you.
Oh.
I have my previous album entitled In My Thoughts. Would like to gift that to you.
Thank you.
And then my new album, Deficiencies, A Tale from My Dark Side. And
is
that
this
is
your
for
artwork
you as well.
On the covers, too?
No, I'm not that talented. I sincerely wish I was, but I am not. My friend Neil Malcolm McKnight actually created the artwork that's on the front and back of Deficiencies. Uh-huh. And my friend Timothy made the one for In My Thoughts.
Well, just to correct what you said, I do think you're remarkably talented, so I'm anxious to hear your poetry.
Yes. So the poem I will give you is one called Unsure. The funniest part of isolation is that you don't have to be alone to feel it, or not feel it, or not feel anything anymore. I don't really know intimacy. She's the acquaintance I hype up like we really good friends when I couldn't tell you anything more about her than her name. But I do know love. But knowing love doesn't make you close. It just means that you have enough of a pulse to endure this beating, this constant reminder that somehow you're still here even though you don't feel like it. Sometimes I mistake my own reflection as a shadow, but it's more grounded than I am, and people don't understand. They see me on this stage and wonder how I complain, not recognizing I'm the only one up here. Me, myself, and a reflection I don't recognize. People applaud these poems, just further justifies what lies in my mind. The only worthy parts of myself are the ones y'all can take, the ones that y'all accept. My skeleton is doing its best to claw its way out of this flesh to join all the rest of his kin in my wardrobe, to escape from this stage to finally be itself. Raw and unkempt, but that's what isolation does. Forces you in the closet. Makes that space feel more comfortable. The closer isolation draws near, the further everything else is, and it's just you. Yourself. And a reflection you finally recognize. People misunderstand that most isolated people are in a love-hate relationship with it. They recognize it's killing them, but the comfort that kind of death brings is maddening. So yes, I want freedom from this cage, but I'm the one holding the key, most unsure of everything.
That's spoken word poet Brandon Leak from Stockton. He is about to begin the Dark Side Tour. There are albums of his work. He was reading from a book of his poetry. He teaches and speaks, and there's such a long list of appearances that I think many, many people in the area know you and have heard you in person. What's the response? What do you get back from people?
Silence. A vast majority of the time. So like when I do poems, I used to perform with a lot of like rappers and singers, and like people get like super riled up for them. My art produces self-reflection. And so oftentimes I get very quiet audiences and then applause at the end. But then afterwards, I get a lot of people who are deeply impacted and touched by what's happened on stage. So
my response to what you just read is almost to ask you to read it again, because there was so much in there that I want to take in. I do want you to tell people about your tour, because it begins tomorrow in an event with SOFAR in Sacramento.
Yes. So doing my first ever SOFAR event tomorrow in Sac. I, of course, can't reveal the location. However, if you would like to get tickets, just make sure you go online to SOFAR Sound Sacramento and you'll be able to find tickets for it. From there, moving on to Black Family Day in Stockton on September 3rd. And then we spend an entire week in Humboldt. Leading workshops with high school age youth and doing three performances. And then the tour just continues to burrow its way further and further through all the way.
You're going as far as New Zealand and South Africa? Wow.
So February will be in New Zealand for a week and a half. South Africa will be there for a week and a half in April. And then we'll be in Italy for a month in June.
Come back in between. I know you're doing a lot of zigzag touring, but I think that we've only just begun a very big conversation that we could have.
Yeah, I have to come back in between. I'm actually, I lead workshops in my community back in Stockton with grade school age youth, trying to help them increase in literacy and also aid them in being able to have a positive outlet. Because, you know, being on stage is awesome. I love being able to inspire people, but there's nothing like community involvement, engagement on a personal front.
Real life, right?
Yeah.
Real life. Brandon, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank y'all. I deeply appreciate the opportunity to be here.
We'll post links on our website so people can find out more about your work, see your work, and follow the tour as well.
Yeah. The whole thing is a big leap of faith, but I know that it's going to work out well.
That is Brandon Leak. It's L-E-A-K-E on the end to find him. And we'll give you more at capradio.org/insight. This is Insight on Cap Radio.